welcome back to another day, and we are studying 1 Corinthians. My name is Lena, and today we're hitting up episode 43 in a series of called Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom to Everyday Life. Today we're going to focus on the Lord's Supper, the big deal about the Lord's Supper. That's what I titled today's episode in 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. Some of these verses are going to sound very familiar to you if you've been to church for any amount of time. So listen to these verses. What Paul writes is this: "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Wow, these verses are so familiar. Pastors read them at the Lord's Supper. Interesting that they were written to a church that was divided by carnality and selfishness and worldliness. And yet that is where so many of the words that are read at communion are taken out of. In fact, there's conservative scholars that believe that Paul is the first one who wrote a biblical record of the institution of the Lord's Supper, that it was before the Gospels were written. Paul wrote this this book. Regardless, I think there's no question that this practice of the Lord's Supper is an ordinance, a command. In fact, let me start with this one big idea. The Lord's Supper is more than just something we do. It is a command of the Lord. It is not just a memorial. It is a profound memorial that symbolizes everything that we say we believe, everything that Jesus has done. It is the gospel model. It doesn't save you, but it is a picture of sanctifying, not saving, grace, strengthening believers who in that moment of communion reflect upon the tortured body and spilled blood of the Son of God. That's salvation. That's the gospel, is that Jesus died, shed his blood on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins so that we would be free. Think about that. That's what you're celebrating in the Lord's Supper. Every element of the Lord's Supper is a picture of what Christ has done for us. Jesus modeled what the Father ordained for us to do in the night before his crucifixion. I think it's John 13-ish. He broke bread. He had the Last Supper with the disciples, and he practiced the Lord's Supper. And then now we do it in remembrance of what he did for us. Jesus found strength to go through the cross through fellowship with the Father. And again, this meal that he had with the disciples was sort of the beginning of that last bit of time before he entered the agony of the cross. So the Lord's Supper is more than just something we do. It is a command of the Lord, and it is something very profound that marks a reminder of what we are in Christ. So hopefully you're in a church that practices this regularly. Number two, the big deal about the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is more than just an activity. It is an act of worship, okay? When you come to the Lord's Supper, you're not just eating. The Corinthians believers, that was one of the critiques of Paul. It's like they looked at it as a meal, like, and so there was the way that they ate, it was horrible. You know, one goes hungry, another gets drunk. Like, it was like they missed the worship of what happens in this remembrance. So we worship God in the Lord's Supper by remembering who he is and what he has done. We worship by giving thanks. And then we're going to see in tomorrow's teaching, we worship by examining ourselves and repenting, by obeying what God has convicted us of. So this is an act of worship. And to miss that is, I can tell you how many times I've had the practice of the Lord's Supper and had a chance to feel renewed, like though once saved, always saved. Christ died for our sins, we're washed by the blood. But every time you practice the Lord's Supper, a chance to re-experience, re-remember what Christ has done for you, and sort of feel this refreshment of your spirit over what God has done, and then look forward to his second coming. This do it as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And then he goes on, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, which means do it repeatedly, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And so we're telling the world that this is not over. Every time we take this piece of bread and the blood, and we think of the body of the Christ that was broken, and the bread and the blood, now we're not eating the body and the blood as some religious believe, but we are, it's a symbol of what Christ has done, but it is a reminder that he is coming back someday. So the Lord's Supper is more than just something we do. It is a command of the Lord. The Lord's Supper is more than just an activity. It is an act of worship. And thirdly, the Lord's Supper is more than something we do for our own benefit. It is a declaration of faith for others. Okay, this is again riding on what I just said about how it is a chance. Remember that part of the trouble with the early church in Corinth was that they had become like their culture, and the tendency in a sinful culture is to either become like the culture or to retreat from the culture. But really what God wants us to do is to live as lights in a dark culture to show Jesus and his amazing brightness in a world that desperately needs him. And the Lord's Supper is one way that we do that, to point to something bigger than us, to point towards eternity, the fact that this life is not over. This is a small drop in the bucket of eternity. And so our partaking of the Lord's body points towards Christ's sacrifice for every body. Our partaking of the Lord's, again, of the elements of the body, points towards Christ's second coming. So I hope that even in your small group, in a context of believers gathering together, you maybe even as a family in the next week, you will take some time and gather together and practice this Lord's Supper. Generally speaking, if you're in a Bible-believing church, this is something that can be done either monthly or quarterly, and I hope that it is something that you have participated in the past. And if not, why not? Let us worship God in every way today, not just in the practice of the Lord's Supper, but in our speech, in our motives, in our attitudes. Let us live the things that we say we believe. Ultimately, we don't want to just listen up. We want to apply biblical wisdom for everyday life. So, love you guys. Hey, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus. Have an awesome, blessed day, and I'll see you again tomorrow.